Leslie, and I'm here. As was said before, I used to work at West Kirby Grammar School doing drama teaching, but during that time, I started to volunteer for Safe Families. And I started to have children come over to my house, be a host home, and I started to work with parents as well and help them with their children. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. And then this amazing job opportunity came up to actually work as community volunteer manager. So I get the great, I love it, idea of being able to go around churches and being able to be part of you for a Sunday. And I just love worshiping with you. I love chatting with people and getting to know people as well. And the first thing we want to say from Safe Families to you is thank you so much for partnering with us. It's absolutely amazing. Your prayers, your communication with us, and the amazing, generous contribution you've made towards Safe Families. And it's making a major difference in people's lives. Later on, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about resource friends. But you have really helped with that because we have got people who are really struggling. They're getting houses, and when they first get those houses, there is nothing in them. Nothing, carpet-wise. So you have got things like stairs where there's pins and screws sticking out of the stairs, and you've got young children crawling up those stairs. And we are there to support families. We are there to help families. And you are really helping us do that in those situations. So thank you so much for that. So I'm going to go on to my next little page now. Who are we? So these are our aims. We exist to create relationship and connection because everybody deserves to belong. And we offer hope, belonging, and support to families. If you look at the statistics, loneliness and social isolation are worse for people than smoking 15 cigarettes a day for your health. And that is scary. And we have got a lot of people who feel lonely and isolated on the Wirral. Lots of people. And then you add to that that these people maybe have children. And then they have children, and then something horrible happens to them situation-wise. And sometimes that makes the isolation even worse because they don't feel they've got people around them to support them. And I've got one example from my own life. And I had my daughter, Anya. Poor girl, she gets talked about quite a lot these days. And she's 14 now. But I'd had a major op a couple of years before I had her. And then I had her, and she just drank like crazy. She loved drinking milk. But she kept on throwing up everywhere. And I'm not talking about little cloths. I'm talking I used to get those massive bath towels to cover myself up. And I got the health visitor, and they said, well, she's drinking so much, so there's not really a problem. But unfortunately, she did have really bad reflux. And that was just found out about 3 months in. And it was hard because she drank so much. But the whole idea was I wasn't sleeping. Unfortunately, it was annoying. Every time the health visitor came around, she was asleep. But every 20 minutes in the night, she was waking up. And she wasn't just crying gently. She was screaming the whole place down. I did think that maybe I'd got this kind of demon child because her face was so kind of scrunched up. There was something going on there. And there was one day where we had to ring up our friends and we just said to them, they lived in Birmingham at the time, we lived in Chester, and we were like, please help us, can we come round? And they said, yes, you can. So we drove down, this is 4 a.m. that we rang them, bless them, they're still friends now, which is quite amazing. And we drove down there, I gave her a feed, I passed her to them, and me and my husband went to sleep for 5 hours. No, it doesn't seem that long now, but it was pretty amazing. And we just needed that because actually, health-wise, if you're not sleeping, it is not good for you. It makes major differences to you and your health. So we really did appreciate them for that. But we've got so many people who don't have that. Maybe they live miles away from their family. Maybe they're struggling friendship-wise. We've got lots of different reasons within Safe Families of why people need help. And it's really important that as a community, we are there helping them. And it's even more important as a Christian community, we are there helping people. So I'm just going to move on to our lovely next slide now. And it's about making sure we don't forget to show hospitality. And I'm reading that from Hebrews 13, verse 2. Do not forget to show hospitality, which is active love, and it is active. It's not just sitting there going, oh, we love those people, to strangers. And actually, when we look at that, that's quite hard in society these days. And we're going to talk about some of those safeguarding issues in a minute and why we really struggle with that. But that can be quite hard. But with Safe Families now, what we're doing is empowering Christians to share the love of God through action. And it is through action. And one of the things I'm loving about this church is the whole idea of you are looking at connecting the community to Christ. And I think that is an amazing vision to have. And what I would say within Safe Families is we're quite similar to you. And we're looking at connecting the community of people perhaps more to the love of Christ rather than constantly evangelizing, which is an amazing thing to do, and sharing the good news. But we're trying to share it through love. We're trying to share it through community, bringing people into that relationship. You will be amazed. I can't go into too much detail about my own personal stories with Safe Families. But the amount of families that when you say, actually, I'm hosting your child, are you all right if I take your child to church on Sunday? The amount of families who say, I would love for you to take my child to church on Sunday and to kids' groups and for you to go out with them in those kids' groups is absolutely amazing. So there is a bit of both going on there. I'm going to look a little bit now. You might not have been expecting this one, but I'm going to look a little bit at the Old Testament. And I'm going to look at Exodus 17. So if anyone would like to turn to that or find that on their phones, do feel free. All of the families we support within Safe Families, and I'm sure some of you are doing this in your own lives as well. And even though I'm here today talking about Safe Families, it isn't just for me to say, please come along and join us in Safe Families. It's about all of you looking at, actually, how are you doing this with people you know in your community? How are you doing this with your neighbors? How are you doing this? And it sounds amazing through the way and what people were sharing this morning, and that you're really doing this well. But are you going to keep on doing this within your church community? I love this picture. We've got Moses, and he's there, and he's holding his stick up in the air. But actually, he's been doing this for a really long time. And I know when I hold my arms up for a while, they start doing a bit of a shake going on. But within this situation, he's realized that whenever he holds his stick that God has told him to carry, his side wins the battle. So there's a battle going on, and he's looking down at that battle. But he is unable to do this alone because his hands are shaking so much. And that means that people will get injured. Verse 12. When Moses' arms grew tired, Aaron and Hur brought a stone for him to sit on. They stood beside him and held his arms, holding them steady until the sun went down. And I just love that image. Because that is what we are called to do as Christians. We are called to go alongside people and hold their arms up in the air. We are called to hold them up, to help them, to support them as they are going through difficult times. And within Safe Families, we're going to watch a video in a minute. And one of the things, one of our heart issues is actually there's cases where people are being put into foster care. And sometimes that then leads to adoption, where actually, if the family had been supported early on, that would have never had to happen. Now, I understand there's other cases where it really does have to happen, but there's some cases where it doesn't. And that's our heart. There's some cases with people who are going through mental illness and who are feeling very low, where actually people supporting them early on could have made a difference to that. So what we see as being really important and what God sees as being really important is us being with people. We have men and women in the UK who need support. They are struggling with physical health, mental health, emotional pain, and poverty. They cannot fight the battle of looking after their children without help. And in their heads, and this does go round and round, they are constantly worried that the battle will be lost, resulting in the negative effects of their children being taken and put into care. And as Christians, we need to be like Aaron and Hur, supporting them in this process and helping them to steady themselves if they're feeling shaky. However, Moses didn't just need support for himself. Aaron and Hur's actions made a major difference on the impact of the entire army. Many Safe Families volunteers are helping out more than just one person. So, for example, if you volunteer and you're helping out with one child and taking that child out, you're also helping out with the mum who needed a bit of a break and a bit of time to sort things out. You may also be helping out with the dad who needed a bit of time with the mum to chat through things and sort things out. Also, in a lot of families, there's more children than just one. And sometimes they're getting some really good time, therefore, with their parents, because you've taken one child and focused on them so the parents can focus on the other children. There's so many different ways that it impacts a far wider community. And that's what we've got a real heart for. One of my favourite, and it's a fairly old song now, but in my heart it's a new one, is Hosanna. And some of the key lines for that are, "Break my heart with what breaks yours. Everything I am for your kingdom's cause." And I just really feel that as Christians, that is what God's calling us to do. It's not easy. Sometimes when we're stood there and going away from Safe Families now, you're there, there's somebody who's crying next to you at a bus stop, on a train, and you think, oh my word, no one talks to each other. What should I do? Should I actually go and talk to that person? Should I say something? What if they think I'm a bit weird for asking them a question? We need to do it. We need to have our hearts broken for what is breaking God's heart. We need to then speak to those people. We need to make a difference. And I know it's a little bit unfair sometimes for me to stand up and say this because I am quite an extrovert. I was a drama teacher. But actually, even if you're quite an introvert, even if you feel nervous about those things, God is calling you to do it and calling you to go and speak to people, make a difference in people's lives. And that is a great thing where prayer comes in and where you actually feel the Holy Spirit with you in those situations. There's a lot of reasons why people do say, actually, I can't support a family. And some of those reasons are totally understandable. Some of them are busyness in your own life. I've chatted to a lot of people who are already supporting their own families and their own grandchildren, which is absolutely amazing. People who've got children themselves who say, actually, no, I just can't wear myself out more. And that is wise, and that is really good. But some of the reasons are that actually people suddenly start to think this, danger. And as a teacher, I have to say, when I first looked up Safe Families, that's one of the things I thought, is actually, isn't getting involved with strangers dangerous? What happens if I get involved with a family, if I just go up to them and say, can I help you out? One, they might turn around and tell me to get lost, perhaps in slightly different words. Two, it could cause some safeguarding issues. It could cause some problems because I don't know the full background of that family and what's happening within them. And this is why I love Safe Families when I first looked it up and started to volunteer with them. Because sometimes we get to the stage where we think it's too risky. And Safe Families actually trains and supports our volunteers, and it keeps you safe as you make a real difference to people's lives. We also, and it's great working alongside the family support managers now, because you see them and they go round to people's houses who the social services or different schools have said might be good for us to support. And they do, they have really deep conversations with people and they find out lots of information about those people and those situations. And we do have some cases where we just have to say, no, sorry, we can't help with that, because we have got volunteers, we haven't got trained social workers working in this situation or trained foster carers. We have our limits, we can't do that one. But then a lot of them, they do ring in and we're like, yes, yes, we can do that, we can help that family, we can support that family. So it isn't as if with our volunteers that we suddenly go, right, have this situation and actually it's going to be really tricky and you really can't deal with it and there could be some issues, okay? We are very careful. The family support officers as well constantly review the situation, and if anything changes or if anything does get too difficult, then actually we'll say, no, actually, let's just leave that for now. The family have really appreciated what you've done so far, but we just don't think it's the right situation. And that's what's so great about the charity, because actually it is about safeguarding you and making sure that it's just not too risky in that situation. The next slide looks at being too time-consuming. And I totally get this, because everyone just feels so overwhelmed with time. And loads of people think, well, if I volunteered for Safe Families, or if there's a family in my neighborhood who I wanted to support and wanted to chat to, I'm just worried that I'm going to get dragged in too much and they're going to suddenly say, why, well, I need this day, I need this day, I need this day. And that's another thing we're really careful with Safe Families, that actually we do all the paperwork, we check everything out, and your time is just spent with those children, teenagers, or families. And we do say, and we say this to the families as well, we can support you, but please just realize that these people are volunteers and that they can't do all the time. There's a particular aim with each of the families, which we aim to meet and to help them, ways we aim to help them. So it isn't like suddenly you're expected to go round and do every single bit of their cleaning and every single bit of looking after their kids after school every day and before school. We do make sure it is very realistic. And we do say to people, how much time could you give? We've got a lot of volunteers who give once a month. And they say we can do once a month taking children out to the park in situations where perhaps their mum's got a disability. And that's what they do, and that makes an amazing difference to the family. So it isn't too time-consuming. We are aware of that, and we're careful of that. The Centre of Social Justice says, we recognise Safe Families' compassion, generosity, and efficiency, and I've underlined that because I think it's really important, in helping families rediscover hope. And it is amazing, as a charity, they are extremely efficient in doing that and working with that. And all our volunteers are absolutely amazing. And that generosity and your generosity as a church at supporting Safe Families in that is absolutely amazing. So Safe Families is a charity that's making a real difference. But we need more in the Wirral. And here's why. If you look at kind of our website, we've sometimes got how many volunteers we've got. On the Wirral at the moment, we've got about 170 volunteers. But realistically, and I'm putting my hands up because I'm one of these people at the moment, sometimes volunteers have got other things going on. Like sometimes I've got my husband's mum's just died. He's quite ill at the moment. My mum's going through chemotherapy. At the moment, I can't say, right, I'm going to go and support a family. Also, I've got some families, and this is a lovely thing about Safe Families, that I've started supporting, and I've supported them for 6 months with Safe Families, but the connections, it's all about connection and relationship. And you don't have to do this, but sometimes those connections really grow, and you think, I don't want to stop supporting this family. I want to still be with them. I still want relationship with them. So we've got a family who actually we still see regularly and spend time with regularly as well. And that's part of the reason we need more volunteers, because of people's volunteers who've got their situations, but also so many of them ring us up and say, actually, I need to take a break from Save Families now because I'm still seeing this family. And we all cheer in the office. We're like, yes, it's built up relationship, it's built up connection. But then when the next people who need support come in, then we're a bit more stuck and going, we haven't got that many more volunteers left. They're all still busy. So that's why I'm saying to you, please, if there's any way you could think about it, then it would be absolutely great for us to have more volunteers. We've also got a wider range of opportunities. Wirral Borough Council are absolutely amazing with Safe Families. We absolutely love them. And it is really, really important. So they have said, we want you to double the numbers of families that you do support. And in prayer and in confidence, we've said, yes, we will try to do that. And that includes, now we're working with more families with over 11-year-olds as well. So before we stopped at 11, now we're working with kind of mostly up to 16-year-olds, some up to 18-year-olds and families and supporting them. We've had some amazing times where some of our volunteers have been going out with like 14-year-olds and just doing things like taking them to the cinema, just going for hot chocolate, going for coffee, chatting with them. Things that, because of family situations, can't always be done. So there's a whole variety of different ways that families could be supported, which is on this lovely slide now. And the first one I'm going to talk about, and that I think is really important, is prayer. We would love it, and thank you so much for your prayers already. It's about God working with us to match people. And one of my jobs is ringing up volunteers and saying, hi, we've got this family here. We think you'd be a great match with them. And we say that because we do think they'll be a great match with them. Because actually, we pray about it and we look at the different situations and the different things that family have said. And God sometimes really leads us with the Holy Spirit to go, right, let's ring that family with the wisdom of what we've got as well. It's really important. Prayer really does form those links with the councils as well. They won't know this and perhaps fully understand it, but there's been times when we've really struggled and we've asked for prayer about things and God has answered those prayers. And there have been changes in the way that different councils have dealt with us as Safe Families. So we would really appreciate that from you as a church. Another way is giving. And as I said before, amazing. Thank you so much already for this as your church family. Extremely generous giving. But we've also got some people who sometimes donate and they give monthly for Safe Families. So if any of you would like to do that, then we would absolutely appreciate it. But we do understand that already so many of you have given through the church and the generosity there. Other people get emails. And you can sign up for this at the end if you want to. And it's often about things, if you've got grandchildren who are outgrowing things, and suddenly someone says, we're supporting this family, we've got volunteers working with them, and they've noticed that they could really do with such and such. They really need a new single bed because the child's grown out of the cot, but they can't afford a single bed. Have you got the structure for that single bed? And perhaps the Safe Families will buy the mattress, because nowadays they're saying that it all needs to be fresh mattress-wise. So we get people who say, yes, quickly type in, get that email, type back, we have got a single bed, and we come and pick it up, and we sort it out and take it to that family. So if any of you would like to do that, we would really, really appreciate it. And the last one, which I've been talking about really throughout the whole of the time, and the one that we really, really need, is volunteers. And I was just talking before, about host homes. This is one thing Wirral Borough Council are really keen on. And I've had some situations where I've worked with children and had them over, because I live in Chester, so it's far easier to have them come over rather than constantly pop and see them. Sorry, I'm just going to quickly grab my drink. Here I am. That's grand, thank you. understand the situations where you've got children who are in a house with lots of other children, and maybe they're the oldest child, and they're there, and they're helping look after the other children, but they can't actually play lots of games for their age, because they're always playing the younger games. And it's really important that they get some time for themselves. So, what we've done is had one of these children over. I have never played so many games in my life. Monopoly, Game of Life, all different games on the Xbox as well, where you're jogging along. And what I love about it is it's not just me volunteering for Safe Families. It's my kids as well. My 14-year-old daughter, Anya, who now doesn't scream in the night, thank goodness. She's there, and I'll tag with her and go, Anya, your turn, and I'll get on with making the food. Well, she plays a game, and then my son, Caleb, plays a game. And it's about us all working together to build up that relationship and those connections. We've had other situations where we've worked with families where the mum has had a really bad physical health issue. So there hasn't been able to be times where the children have been able to go outside, go to playgrounds, all of those kind of things. So our main aim has been to get them out, to have fun with them outside in areas that wouldn't be possible. So it's really important. Family friends. So in these situations, it's often working alongside the parents as well. I'm getting quite a good husky voice now, but I think I'm fine. It's just talking. So what we've got is we've got situations with perhaps a mum who's like, I've got twins. And there was one mum that I worked with, twins, about 2-3 years old. And she really wanted to take them swimming. But it wasn't a possibility to go with her partner because she'd got another child who was disabled. And there was no way they could do that viably between them. Thank you. So what happened is, I went with her swimming. What a great opportunity. What an amazing opportunity to take 2 2-year-olds swimming. So she's one pair of eyes, I'm another pair of eyes. We decide which kids we're looking at each. And then we swap rounds. And one thing I love about volunteering for Safe Families is actually you benefit from it as well. So I really did feel like I was helping her and supporting her. I had a great time. I felt really, not at the swimming stage, but when I was at the house with the kids, playing games with them, doing big Lego with them, just felt relaxed because I couldn't do anything else. I couldn't go and do like marking or go and think, what am I planning for my next lesson? It was a time just to be with those kids and to enjoy the company of those children. And it was just really precious, to be honest. So family, friends, some of the people we have doing that don't actually see the children at all. And some of it's just about taking the mum or dad out for coffee and chatting with them and just listening is a massive part of actually being a family friend, hearing what they've got to say. Some of these people feel they've never, ever been listened to properly. So really key things. So just lastly, you can make a difference. Don't put yourself down. A few people I speak to after services go, oh, I can't do that, I haven't got the experience. Just a few questions for you. Can you drink hot chocolate and chat? Can you play board games? Can you go to the park? Can you read stories to children? Can you listen? I loved one of the things that was said at the start, which was God is interested in the everyday. We are looking at everyday situations with these families. Are you an answer to prayer? We would love to help you find a family that needs your active love to help them feel hopeful again. And I will be in the hall at the end of the service if you'd like to ask more or fill in a lovely application form.
Brilliant, thank you. Yeah.